We first spoke with fitness trainer and author Miranda Esmond White 5 years ago when she released her New York Times best-selling book, Aging Backwards. The book explored how aging happens and what we can do to repair and even reverse its effects. At the heart of her approach, it's a sort of anti-aerobics called eccentrics that involves slow stretch and lengthening of the muscles. The technique grew out of her personal experience and research. Miranda Esmond White is a former national ballet dancer who has her own dance and fitness center in Montreal. She's trained many elite athletes, including the Montreal Canadiens hockey team and performers with Cirque du Soleil. She's also hosted the PBS TV show Classical Stretch for 20 years. Now Miranda Esmond White has released a new book, Fast Track to Aging Backwards, 6 ways and 30 days to look and feel younger. She says this update will give us more results more quickly than before. She joined me in studio this week. Welcome back to All in a Weekend, Miranda.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me back.
Why did you feel it was time to revisit the idea of aging backwards?
So the reason, this is really completely different, this book, than the original Aging Backwards book. People would always ask me, they'd hear the name aging backwards and they'd say, you know, like, eh, you can't really age backwards, you know.
So you ran into all the skeptics.
Oh, yes, yes. So I wanted to explain what it is, what aging backwards is really all about and how you actually can, in reality, age backwards or, like in your case, age slowly, age forwards very, very slowly instead of rapidly. So to really explain the aging process from both ends. If you've already seen or are experiencing the signs of aging, then you want to claw them back, and you can, because people did not know until very recently, like the last decade or so, since I've been doing this work, that why we aged. Chronological was the logical thing, and genetics, and that's what people just said, okay, and maybe a little lifestyle, but they didn't really understand what was going on in their bodies that they had a massive control over. So that's what this book is really all about.
One of the major concerns for a lot of people is the loss of mobility. What causes us to lose mobility as we age?
So this is in, and in the book we have, there's these evaluations. So questions like, can you get in and out of a car or off a chair X amount of times within a certain time without holding on to something? Basic things like getting on and off a toilet. So the cause of this is a point in your life when you stopped using particular parts of your body. So our body is made up of 650 muscles and 360 joints, and they have to move all the time. And if we don't move those joints, then the connective tissue starts to gum up and harden, and it prevents us, it sort of locks down the parts of our body we don't move. So some people walk a lot, but that's a wonderful exercise, but it's limiting what we're working. So in addition to walking, you need to use all those joints. So we give all the workouts in the book of full body movements. I mean, it's so simple.
Well, and I think people have been told for so long now that you just need to walk half an hour a day and you'll be fine. And yet they're still having
and they're not fine.
Joint problems.
Yeah, they're not fine because the program, which you explained earlier, it's called eccentrics. And what we used to think this was a stretch program. But what we have really discovered in the last few years is it's a strengthening program. It's not really – it is a stretch program in the fact that it makes every joint mobile. Your joints are designed to – move in specific directions. Like you've got a knee that's a hinge joint that goes up and down like a door opens. But then you've got finger, like, look, this goes in a circle. You've got your hips that go in a circle. So you need the joint to move in its designated range of motion. So by moving it in its range of motion, you are going to strengthen the muscles in that range of motion, and you're going to maintain that range of motion. And you can do it very, very easily. But if you walk, you're not moving all these complex range of motions that the spine has and the fingers have and the shoulder joints have. So besides that forward-back motion when you're walking, not much is happening to the joints. And so you're going to get stiff. Your posture will start collapsing. Your spine will weaken. And you'll wonder why. And you'll think, oh, well, I do everything I can and I'm just aging. But that's not true. You're not really doing what your body needs.
You also talk about people doing too much activity or the wrong kind of activity.
Yeah. I don't want people to stop doing anything they love doing. We should, because joy and being happy are just as important as anything else. Mm-hmm. And so you don't want to take any joy away from us. If you're compressing, if you're walking heavy, bang, 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 you're going to be impacting every joint. And that's going to cause joint pain to whichever joints, like slamming on your spine as you slam down your legs. So you have to learn to do these activities you love. Best thing to do is to do this program, which lengthens and regains the mobility and gives a little spring in that joint so that when you go to run or you go to cycle, you're not damaging your joints. You're lifting out of your body instead of slamming into it. So that then a lot of people find that if they run or cycle or do any sport, they do 15 minutes of these exercises and the sport is so much more fun to do and you're not injuring yourself along the way. So we do injure ourselves, like ballet. I was with the National Ballet. I mean, my body was broken. But I loved it. And I still love ballet. You know, so I wouldn't choose not to do it.
Right.
If I had a choice to live that life again, I would. Because I loved it, broken as my body was. But it took me about 20 years to get out of pain doing this program. It takes time to go through all the different broken parts. And I had chronic back pain where I was in bed for weeks at a time. People suffer from chronic pain, which is pain that's lasted for more than 3 months, at any age.
Right.
And it can go on forever unless you fix it.
You, as you say in the book, like you really do have to commit to this and say, I'm going to do this for 30 days. What should happen over those 30 days?
You will see a massive change, a huge change, no matter whether you're somebody who is so in such bad shape and there's workouts for them, the ones who can't get on and off a toilet easily and, you know, can't walk up the stairs, they will start regaining that mobility, they will be able to then get in and out of a car easily after the 30 days. But, you know, I mean, I can't say this is a blanket thing, but for somebody like you who's in good shape, you will see a massive change in your general energy, the shape of your body, your mobility. You'll see that your posture is just, you're standing taller, you're sitting taller, which will give you more energy all by itself.
Mm-hmm.
For me, like I just turned 70 a week or two ago, and I have no problem ever making it from the beginning to the end of a day. All I do is half an hour of this. I've got really comfortable posture. I don't have to think about
standing
up straight.
So you don't feel awkward when you're trying to straighten your
shoulders? No, I don't ever try to sit up straight. I'm sitting up straight because slouching is uncomfortable. If you start holding yourself, just the sheer act of holding yourself in a good posture will strengthen your muscles. So after a while, your muscles get stronger just doing it, and then they are comfortable there. It's amazing. And there's science behind all of this. I mean,
You went far and wide looking for.
Oh yeah,
I was actually just looking at some of the citations in here, and you did go to quite a lot of reputable sources to get this information.
So Harper and Random House are my publishers, and they are they're wonderful for helping with all the scientific research. Mm-hmm. So solid research. Plus, I work with doctors and scientists from the top of the world, really. I'm working with Dr. Helen Langevin, who was at Harvard, director of integrated medicine at Harvard, and now she's the head of the NIH in Bethesda, Maryland, of integrated medicine. So it's very much a program that is respected by the researchers and scientists.
How does what you're experiencing now, you're 70 years old, you feel younger and stronger, you've had cancer, you've dealt with broken bones.
Oh, yeah.
How does your aging process compare to what you saw your parents deal with?
Well, that's an interesting question. My dad had a stroke at my age, so that was just game over, you know, like. And my mother, it was harder for her. She slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm much freer. I feel healthier than I did in my 30s. I've got more energy, more like a looseness in my every movement. You know, you can't compare anything because she had to deal with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very hard on her.
But you've managed to turn to really have the complete opposite experience now.
I mean, that's why I'm such an advocate. And I just came back from doing this retreat in New York with 76 people, and they were of all different ages, and their bodies changed literally in 4 days. I mean, these people came in, one woman, she was 80, her ribs had literally collapsed into her hips. So she was like this. Her spine was crooked. And I went up to her and tried to straighten her up. And it was like touching fabric. Like she had no tone anywhere, no muscle tone, no skin tone, no tone. So, you know, we do this program, which is a lot of working with the arms above the head, stretching, pulling. And in one day, she was able to stand up straight. She couldn't believe it. She was like, her mind was blown. My mind was blown.
It must be gratifying to see that, though.
Yeah.
Miranda Esmond-White, thank you so much for joining us, and I really appreciate it again.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Miranda Esmond-White is the author of Fast Track to Aging Backwards, which will be in stores in 2 days and on Amazon. We have two copies of the book to give away. Drop us a line at weekend@Montreal. Sorry, I'm going to read that properly because I know you always get on me for reading the email address correctly. weekend.montreal@cbc.ca. So that's weekend.montreal@cbc.ca. If you'd like to get your name in the draw, please, please, please include your mailing address in the email so I can send it off right away. Oh, you don't have to go back and forth to your mailing address. Anyways, I want to give you the book as fast as possible if you win it. So do make it easier for us. Put your mailing address in the email, which is weekend.montreal@cbc.ca, if you'd like to win a copy of Fast Track to Aging Backwards. Again, it'll be in stores in 2 days if you don't win the book.